Hello, and welcome back to The Ruben Show, the Ruben podcast, brought to you by N. Thank you so much for subscribing to my podcast and for joining me, or for allowing me to join you on this podisode today. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, the last few podisodes, have been half of a let have and give back sort of vibe to them. Just because, what's the best way to start this off? I'm a person who is not cookie cutter, by definition. I mean, British, black, skinny, flamboyant, posh, chav, skater, guitar, sci-fi, matcha, sushi. I mean, what about my whole sense of being is lowest common denominator? You know, could I be a mandem? Could I be into, what is it, drilling music and whatever as it is, hippity hop? Oh, goodness me, that was a half joke. But even thinking about what energy I want to give to the world, you know, I'm just not cookie cutter like that. Of course, I can play the game, be up to politically correct and all that kind of stuff. There are some gems out there, some real gems. I love gems in film, gems in TV. And it's not like I'm forcing myself to be a hipster, but generally speaking, most things which I like, other people are just, it's just not their cup of tea. You know what I mean? Not to say I'm into some weird ass BS, but at the same time, I'd sooner find a piece of art that I like because I like it, rather than because everyone else likes it. Yeah, it's great to have something to talk about, but imagine it. Hey, did you see thing A? Yeah, I saw thing A. It was great. Yeah, I like it too. Cool. And then you go about your day. Whereas if it's like, hey, did you see thing A? Oh, sorry, I was watching thing B. Oh, what's thing B about? Well, thing B is like this. Oh, really? That's so similar to thing A. Oh, but it's different. Because, you know, it's like, I mean, we can have a more of a discussion about it, I think. With all that being said, you know, it depends what energy you want to give to the world. And, hey, I'm in it for award season. Definitely. I want to be rewarded. I want to be decorated heavily for my hard work. That's not a secret. But coming from a place of indie films, indie theatre, and indie photographers, you know, to what extent do you want to remain unknown, Ruben? Being unknown does not add to your artistry. It just as you're unknown. You know what I mean? Yeah, I still think there's a certain magic in having a resume full of films which have been excellently produced, made, scripted, directed. And you can have a discussion rather than, oh, everyone already knows what that is. You know what I mean? I truly feel like when you're trying to please everyone, you please no one. Yet, if you stay true to yourself as an artist, then people will respect you enough as an artist to rock with what you're doing. You know, it is a process, somewhat still, to promote yourself rather than put down someone else. Because, A, we all have our own paths, and B, stepping on someone else And pulling someone else down doesn't necessarily pull you forward. And there has to be a better way to find a fan base that knows what I'm talking about without me actually saying it out loud or tweeting it out loud. You know what I mean? Now, how hard do you want to work? How often do you want to work? There's no secret that you can get paid down for doing certain types of films, which are excellent in their own way. I mean, of course, they have a genre of their own, and the films which exercise the tropes of that genre to the fullest are the ones which are the most successful, right? Of course, without being too cheesy or being too this or too that. But Andy Warhol is a fine example of there's a certain type of accomplishment by making something that can be consumed and enjoyed by everyone. I guess what I'm talking about really is pandering. I think that most people, especially now, are very much aware of people who are really pandering to certain tropes and certain audiences in a way which is unironic and quite crass, so to speak. And also certain things which are blanched out to such an extent. It's almost like, huh? Like I felt like I've experienced this several times before, as well as never before, as well as not at all. You know what I mean? It's almost like, did, oh goodness me! Like music says it best sometimes. Honestly, it's like sometimes I listen to, especially very very recently. Like I listened to some songs and it's like, wait, I've heard this 10 times before. I've heard this from another artist, and this is my first time hearing it as well. And if I never hear it again in my life, I don't feel like I would have too much missed anything. Whereas I have songs, even recent songs, which I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna carry this through for the soundtrack of my life. Definitely. Just like films. Like certain films hold up really, really well. And certain films are like definitely iconic for their time. And certain films are like, wait, what? I thought this was good? Okay, well, I guess so. Then again, who am I? I'm just some no-name up-and-coming guy, right? Who pretends to. Goodness me. Huh. Fake it till I make it, I guess, right? I mean, heck. If you tell yourself that you're an artist enough times, you'll believe it, right? Just like if you tell yourself that you're not good enough, or that you don't deserve certain accolades, or that you're too this, too that, your voice is too squeaky, you're too thin, you'll never make it, so give up now. I would rather wake up every single day of my entire being and tell myself as I look at my eyes in the mirror, I have so much fire, it sparkles through my eyes, the windows of my soul. I will tell myself every damn day till my skin turns from brown to blue that I'm an artist and be Miss Highfalutin till I die. Than to tell myself that I don't deserve exactly what I want out of life, out of a career, out of happiness. Everyone deserves to be happy. And if me being a highfalutin artist and collecting awards and being true to the genre, and also being fun and bubbly and cute and all those kinds of things, if that's what makes me happy, then I'm gonna get it. You know? But it goes on again. The whole zeitgeist of it all is that the end product is what people want. And most people don't have time for even themselves. They want to know that they're going to be entertained. Of course. Of course. Be it through a name or be it through an institution. I mean, certain production houses have certain reputations to uphold, which might be slacking in the very, very recent times. But then people go to them as opposed to someone else, right? Because they know what they're going to get. I think what we need to bring back is spontaneity. What we need to bring back is allowing people to trust themselves, to take a chance, to have a good time. Caroline McHugh. Goodness, the way she looked in that TED Talk looked like something straight out of The Matrix. Yes! I was all for it. Oh, goodness me, she gave me everything in that TED Talk. But this might be the only podcast of mine, or the only piece of entertainment that I have released into the public space, which might be marked the explicit. So, trigger warning. But she said something along the lines of, and the title of the TED Talk was The Art of Being Yourself. She said something along the lines of, do you want to experience the same old shit? Or do you want some crazy new shit? And honestly, that and another quote, which I may or may not leave for the next podisode, depending on how much time we have left, cracked my mind open. Yes. We like what we like. Sometimes our tastes form quicker than most. However, you owe it to yourself to experience as many different things as possible. So that if and when you look back, you can be like, okay, I tried A, B, and C, but I really like this. First of all. Second of all, goodness. Do you really want to experience the same old ebb and flow in every song you hear? In every piece of food you taste? And sometimes I'm beside myself because I truly was looking for advice and guidance in all the wrong places. No one can live your life. No one can give you advice for your life because it's yet to be lived, A. And B, like, their life is completely different to yours. I've yet to meet any person, actually. Hell, maybe they're already working, maybe they're already in the industry. But I've yet to actually meet any person who is really about, like, hey, yo, this is what I want to present to the world, and I need to execute my plan in these steps. You know what I mean? Maybe in theatre, and then again, but then again, who am I to say? But damn it, man. I want to just be like, I'm here. Like, hey, yo, check me out. I'm here. I'm here. I was here. I was part of this tapestry of life. Look at me. I'm here. I want to be that crazy new shit that people want to experience. And to be honest with you, I'm bored. I'm bored of not taking risks. I'm bored of being this. No. It's tiresome. It's draining. Did you know within the last 10 years, there's a significant amount of movies, films, cinematic pieces, whatever you want to call them, where I'm like, wait, hang on a minute. Did they just give us the same movie twice? Hang on a minute. Are they giving us the same song twice. Wait, you know that this person's just like the cheap version of this? Like, it's just like, girl, you know this is just like the off-brand version of this one. You know that this one's signed to this label, this one's signed to that label, and they like game the charts and everything else. Girl, please. Ugh. It's just, it's exhausting to be a part of. It truly is. Think about 2008 when things were happening in the mainstream and people were like, were wanting to be themselves. But it seems like in all aspects of what's being promoted, people want to be a washed out version of each other. You have to go so against the grain to even find a nugget of what is different these days. Goodness. You do. That's the truth. Damn it. Passing myself, I could have taken some opportunities which were different. But then I've been brainwashed into thinking that if you take certain opportunities, then it guards you from other things. I mean, after I win my Oscar, why can't I do extra work? Why can't I be like, you know what? I need a holiday. I work on a cruise ship for 6 months. Why can't I mix it up? Yeah, I have an upward trajectory, but why not be like, you know what, let's just double and dip, just a little bit. Why not? Even clothes. Yeah, I have a particular style, but why can't I go in another shop? Vintage. Might be good for you, yeah, but what about the next? What about what's coming next? People are so afraid of change. Change isn't even the right word. People are so afraid of tomorrow that they'll already be trapped in 10 years ago. But you should embrace change. You should ride change by the horns and ride it to your next destination. Because why? If you allow yourself to become stuck, even for a micro minute, you become complacent. Bring on the change, baby. As long as it's good, I'll love it. There are so many supposed gatekeepers who define what works and what doesn't. But we are in a different age. We're in a completely different age. There are so many different film industries. Hollywood. Indie. Student, low budget, sci-fi, action, horror, fantasy. Money is only the defining factor. Because that's what they tell us. But I guarantee, if you find that nugget of artistry, master it. Tell the world about it. Allow others to see it. Then they'll tell everyone else. There are some fantastic gems out there. But they're not being talked about. Why? Because they didn't pander for shit. They're not about the lowest common denominator kind of life. They're like, no, 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 no. This is what's next. Hey, yo, get on this train now or be left behind. Or be left behind. Like, I do not connect with the 1980s. I wasn't born until 95. How am I going to connect with something that was 15 years before I was even born? Why should I care? Why should I care? You know there are children alive now who will never see a CD in their entire being. That's done. It's gone. Move on to the next. Embrace change. Be a part of the change. And if people see you serving yourself, they'll rock with it. And they'll respect you a heck of a lot more than trying to pander towards them. thank you so much for tuning into this podisode of The Ruben Show, the Ruben podcast, brought to you by N. Love you all, and follow me at Ruben Witter on all social platforms. Thank you. Thank you.